Paul Skeens Watch continues here. It's What's Cooking, brought to you by your local Geico rep, Tim Hester.
Thank you, Mr. Hester.
Very kindly. The 50-minute mark on the Fan, brought to you by South Hills Chrysler Jeep Dodge, Route 19, Peters Township. Celebrating 50 years in the South Hills. And if Dan Zangrilli was on the Sullivan Super Service Fan Hotline, well, that would be brought to you by Pittsburgh's trusted plumbing and HVAC provider for over 50 years. But I'll be darned, he's live in studio.
And I couldn't be happier.
Me neither.
Great to see you.
Greater to see you. And you've been all over the Paul Skeens thing from the very beginning, picking May 10th, and I'll still give you credit if it's May 11th. We had Wehner on the station today, Dan, saying all signs pointing to this, something like that. We have a TBD for all the pitchers for this weekend. The Pirates official notes say that, TBD. We have Andrew Filippone putting out the eyeball emoji with a picture of Skeens. We have unofficial reports from the airport. Has that been now refuted?
Really? Yeah, supposedly a friend of a texter said that there's no specific itineraries for celebs.
We had somebody say Livy Dunn. They work at the airport, and she's coming in. But somebody else said, no, I have a friend who works there, and there's no itinerary.
Conflicting reports.
In other words, it's Yager watch all over again.
So we are watching the flight tracker?
Of course we are.
Oh, my
yes.
Gosh, this is awesome.
Of course we are. Best of your knowledge, what's happening here? Is Skeens going to pitch this weekend in Pittsburgh?
To the best of my knowledge, they're going to stick with it. And what I heard this morning, and let me read my text message here. Nothing has been decided yet from the top. Paul Skeens has not been told anything.
What time was that?
10:34 a.m.
All right. So, your thoughts since then, with everything you know,
the Pirates,
will he be here this
the Pirates
weekend?
Could have squashed it, and shame on us, the media, for not asking the question specifically. And maybe you did, and I didn't have an opportunity to listen back to what Shelty told you. But I think the question needs to be phrased, and if he's not going to throw this weekend, they can easily squash this because they have spoken in technicalities. He is scheduled to pitch for AAA Indianapolis. Okay.
Right.
Well, has the question, and forgive me, Joe, I don't know if you asked, can the Pirates rule out that Paul Skeens is not an option to pitch this weekend against Chicago? They've not ruled that out, correct? They've left that door cracked open.
Do we have my question for Shelty where I said, are you saying for sure he's not going to?
Okay. Is
there still a chance that he's going to pitch in Pittsburgh? Do you have that limitless wonder?
I got to find it.
Thank you.
So
I did ask him, and he talked. Well, he said no, but we couldn't tell if it was the kind of no where if I ask you a question, you know, are you okay going to the play tonight with Rachel? No, yeah, you know, that type of thing where it's a figure of speech type of no. You know what I mean?
Yep.
So I don't think he was saying no, no. He was saying no, yeah.
So
no, where he wasn't saying no. Do you know what I mean?
No.
That was good. That was good by Dr. Zangrilli. Limits, we had this yesterday. It was a special clip coming out of this
thing. But I think the question really needs to be asked definitively to paint him into a corner. And for the organization to just shoot it down one way or the other.
Well, they've anything but shot it down.
Correct.
Right?
Correct.
So do you think this is going to happen?
I do, because I was in the press conference room on Monday, and I've been around long enough to know when managers and coaches are essentially lying. They're
parsing their words.
Yeah, they're parsing their words. Yeah, that's a much better way of putting it.
Thank you.
So, yeah, I mean, until it doesn't happen, I'm going to think it is going to happen just because of the simple fact that, you know, he's not going to debut on the road, and they have a 7-game road trip coming up, and I don't think they're going to wait for him to come back and debut during the week against San Francisco, and I don't think that they're going to have him debut against Atlanta, and then you're knocking on the door Memorial Day. And
I
think that that's just way too long to let somebody stew in the crock pot. I think it's his bullpen day today, if I'm not mistaken, for AAA Indianapolis. Maybe they want to see how, and this is me speculating, maybe they want to see how he responds to throwing that bullpen on that short day's rest and make the determination from there. And this is very much CYA. They are trying to check every box, not to steal their terminology, but they want to make sure, Joe, they are as judicious and thorough as possible, because heaven forbid if something would, and it probably, if we're going to be real here, likely will happen at some point in his career.
Yeah.
They want to make sure that they have every one of their receipts, that they have done everything by the book, so some anonymous baseball executive, when he blows up, will say, boy, they really mishandled that. They rushed him to the big leagues. They weren't as thorough as they could have been because they wanted to get this shiny new object to the big leagues right away. They did an injustice by him, and they essentially ruined one of the greatest pitching assets they have ever had. So this is very much CYA, and I don't blame them one iota. So long-winded way of saying, yeah, I still think there's more than a good chance that he's going to be throwing this weekend at the ballpark.
All right, let's hear the question and the answer, City Limits, if you have that. Not saying if it'll be in Indy with the Pirates. Is there a chance he could pitch for the Pirates this weekend?
No, he's scheduled to pitch in Indy. I mean, as we continue to talk through everything with every single player, you can always say there's a chance. But, you know, right now, that's where we're at.
Yeah, so, I mean,
it wasn't a real no. Did you hear that?
I said,
is there a chance? He said, no, you know, it wasn't him saying no.
If they want to shoot this down out of the sky, the answer would have been different. And
you said it very well. Until I hear definitively no, I say yes. He's going to be here.
And how could you think otherwise? Because if this bug was to truly be squashed, they would have used a sledgehammer.
Austin Bechtold of The Fan, the guy to my left, says Quinn Priester should not go back to the minors when Skeens gets the call. Bailey Falter to the bullpen. No matter what happens, this new version of Priester needs a two-month chance. Are you in agreement with City Limits on that? Or what do you think will happen if Skeens is recalled?
So let's take it from Priester's perspective. I don't think that there's much more that he can accomplish in AAA, so I agree with City Limits from that standpoint. Now, logistically, and this could be another thing that they're thinking of, is the 40-man roster. Like, who do you take off of it? Because I think they basically value most everyone on it. I don't have it in front of me. But if you're going to take Falter and put him in the bullpen, at whose spot? Is it, do you move on from Ronzi Contreras?
Man, I'm getting close. Are you?
No. Because there's just too much arm talent there. He's out of options. And that they, if they could fix that and return it to the form that it was 2 years ago, then I think you have a viable starting pitcher. It's a shame what's happened, but no, I just think that to hit the eject button on that at his age, at this stage in his career, that will wind up being one of those, hey, remember when he used to pitch for the Pirates and then he went on somewhere else to, you know, find it? Not that he's going to be a Tyler Glasnow 2.0, but Joe, that's what I would fear. So no, I'm going to try to run that out as long as I can.
Meantime, the Steelers have signed a receiver. I don't know if we have a drum roll here, City Limits. Would you like to announce to the world who they've signed?
Welcome, Scotty Miller. Not to be confused with the guy, Scotty Miller, who went to college with me. The wide receiver formerly in the Arthur Smith offense and the Falcons is joining the Steelers on a one-year deal.
I can't tell you how unexcited I am. This guy's the next Ryan Switzer around here. What are we doing? He's 5'3"? 5'9"? How tall is he?
He's Austin Bechtold 2.0.
5'9". I'm taller than him. I'm 5'10".
What are they doing? Who are their receivers right now? Other than Pickens, Denzel Mims, Van Jefferson, Marquez Callaway, Roman Wilson in the slot, Quez Watkins in the slot, Calvin Austin, I forgot about him, and now this guy, Scotty Miller. Scotty, don't call me Arthur Miller. You know what his most famous play was, Dan?
Tell.
Death of a salesman. This is the death of a receiving corps in the offseason here.
Oof.
Might have to write a new book. I'm not excited about this, Limits, are you?
No, not at all. This is another number 4 wide receiver. Doesn't move the needle one iota.
4? I'll be thrilled if this guy's a 4.
Well, he did have some success in the Brady offense in Tampa. Maybe because Tom Brady was throwing him the ball. But
he's fast, I'll give him that, but come on here.
I've been in baseball mode. Have we not figured out or gotten to the bottom of, like, what this bridge that was too far to cross for Tyler Boyd? Like, what?
Pony says they didn't want him. They don't think he's a two. Can't play on the outside. But we digress here, Dan. Let me give the weather and ask you more pirate stuff. Fan weather brought to you by Sun Chevrolet. Spring into adventure. Great incentives through May 31st on the 2024 Trailblazer and Equinox. SunChevy.com. High of 80 with sunny skies. Where are we here, city limits? How much time do we have?
We have 1 minute.
Dan, what would you like to do in our minute together?
I would like to lament the fact that I believe, if I'm doing my math correctly, the last 62 innings, the Pirates have scored in only 5 of those innings.
Am I correct in this number?
The way you took your glasses off.
Quinn Priester has not had one run of support the innings he's been on the mound.
The Pirates have lost his 4 starts by a combined score of 24-1.
And the one was when he was already taken out of a game.
I believe so, in garbage time in his first start.
Runs.
In his last 3 starts, the Pirates have been shut out.
It's unbelievable.
He has no runs of support.
And I tweeted that out before he got shelled on the 3-run home run. But,
yes.
I mean, still believe you got to give him more of a chance.
Yeah. Be that as it may, results notwithstanding yesterday, he has got nothing.
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 Dan, I appreciate you coming in, and I'm sure, like us, you are thrilled with the idea of 3 more years on the Fan through the 2027 season with the Pirates. There's opportunity here, almost unprecedented when you talk about a 1-2 homegrown punch of Jones and Skeens.
It was really cool news to find out that information in my inbox this morning. Yeah, I've been obviously blessed to be around, you know, anchoring the coverage, and I hope, God willing, they'll keep me around for the next 3, because I do believe, to your point, they're gonna turn the corner, hopefully this year, but I think they're on the precipice of doing some really cool things. And once everything does come together, the farm system seems to be deep. The arm talent is pretty substantial. You're talking about a 1-2, but hey, what if like a Solomito pans out? That's a mini John Candelaria. You know, your Bubba Chandlers of the world. There are others percolating in the system as well, that it could be pretty deep. And I think that Charrington's doing a pretty good job right now. So hopefully we'll be able to ride the coattails.
Well, so are you on Pirates pre and post and all the things you do around here. And if Skeens does come up, you're going to look very right from your prediction earlier this season. Thanks, man.
Thank you.
Good night, City Limits. I love you.
I love you, Joe. See you tomorrow.